The stag is dictating on Richard Sue. That is HSU. HSU. Richard. RICHARD. Richard Sue. Date of birth is 2/2/52. Date of visit is 8/12/24. Please make copy for Glenda Ramirez. Glenda, GLENDA, Ramirez, RAMIREZ. Next paragraph. Dear Glenda, thank you for sending Richard Sue for evaluation. Next paragraph. This is from Dallas. This is a 70. This is a 72-year-old male who was recently admitted to Advent Hospital with abdominal pain, had a perforated peptic ulcer which needed repair with an expert laparotomy. The patient postoperatively also had acute kidney injury and hyponatremia and had suffered a non-ST elevated myocardial infarct and mild heart failure. He had a cardiac catheterization done with stenting and has subsequently been discharged and is receiving physical therapy. The patient has no cough or wheezing but has shortness of breath with exertion and has had a long-standing history of smoking for over 60 years. And he also has had a previous history of bronchitis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of COPD and pre-diabetes and gastroesophageal reflux. He had expert laparotomy for perforated peptic ulcer and repair. Next paragraph. Habits patient smoked one pack per day for over 55 years. Alcohol use in the past, but not recently. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of diabetes and complications. And father died of natural causes. Next line, med list included olmesartan 5 milligram BID, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS, and Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Can you also mention in the past history? Past history also includes recent cardiac catheterization and coronary artery stenting. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an elderly male who is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 145 by 70. Pulse is 92, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 140, saturation 99. On room air. HENT abnormal phallic pupils are reactive. Pangas Maya's throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Necks up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with increased AP diameter. And there are occasional wheezes in the upper chest. And distant breath sounds. Heart, the absence is regular. S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial is ghostly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph, impressionable 1. Is COPD with emphysema. Number 2, history of coronary artery disease. Status post stenting. Number 3 is perforated peptic ulcer. Status post exploratory laparotomy. And number 4, hypertension. And number 5, hyperlipidemia. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use nicotine patch. He was also advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. His recent chest CT done on 6/26/20. I'm sorry, just CD done on 6/23/24. Showed mild pleural effusions and dependent atelectasis in the lower lobes, no lung masses. Mild central lobular emphysema. And aortic calcifications. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Let's say COPD and I think I already said the impression. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He also was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Continue with the other mentioned medications, including Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Protonix 40 milligrams BID, Olmesartan 5 milligrams BID, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. A follow-up visit be arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Ramirez, R-A-R-A-M-I-R-E-C, Ramirez.